Hello everyone, welcome to the podcast Ragatri. Today, as we are heading into the 7th episode, let us begin with a beautiful quote. Self-care is about removing the negativity, working on our mindset, habits and healing our past. It is about living with purpose and with intention. Often, we cleanse ourselves externally and we consider taking care of the skin and our body to be the highest form of self-care. But self-care is an internal process where we accept ourselves for who we are rather than working more towards perfection. The relationship we have with us is a complex one because we cannot run away from ourselves but rather work on each and every issue we have in us. It is about taking a break when things get out of control, allowing ourselves to express our emotions, healing the storm inside us, and doing things that make us happy. Sometimes, we hate our past and have a tendency not to think about it. But in order to love ourselves, we should not forget the experiences that shaped us for being who we are. Self-care is a process both internally and externally. On that note, let us begin our 7th episode with a majestic composition of Muthuswami Dikshitar on one of the Panchabhuta Linga, Appulinga or the Water Linga, Jambupate Mampahi in Raga Yamuna Kalyani, set to Rupakatala, which is a tala of 6 beats, wherein each beat is repeated twice to make it as 2 kala. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4. This is Rupaka Tala, a tala of 6 beats. In this composition, each beat is repeated twice to make it as 2 kala, that is 6 into 2, 12 beats. The deity of the composition is Lord Shiva, who is represented as Jambukeshwarar or the Appulinga. The Jambukeshwaram temple is located in Thiruvanikkaval, currently known as Trichy, and it is considered to be one of the 5 important Panchabhuta Sthalas depicting the 5 elements of which this temple depicts the element of water. This temple is also considered one of the Padalpetra Sthalams where the Nayanas sang the glory of Jambukeshwarar. This temple is considered to be located close to Srirangam where the temple of Ranganatha Swami is located. As you all know, I have also mentioned the significance of Srirangam temple in the 5th episode of this podcast. According to Hindu mythology, the Jambukeshwarar originated when goddess Parvati did her penance in the Jambu forest of Trichy. It is said that goddess Parvati once made fun of Shiva's penance and Lord Shiva censured the act of Devi and asked to perform the penance moving to earth from Mount Kailash. Devi reached the Jambu forest of Tricharapalli and started her penance by making a lingam out of the water from Kaveri River. Since this lingam is made out of water, it is called Appulingam, representing the element of water. Goddess Parvati is depicted as Akhilandeshwari, and it is said that Lord Shiva taught the Shiva Jnana to the Devi after completing her penance. The genesis of the name Thiruvanikkaval originated when 2 Shiva Bhaktas or the Ganas, Malyavan and Pushpadanta, were quarreling and cursing each other on their bhakti on Lord Shiva. As a result, Malyavan became a spider weaving a web that protects the Appulinga under Jambu tree from dried leaves falling over the linga. Malyavan became the elephant which performs the Abhishega of Lord Shiva by collecting water from Kaveri River. Since the 2 Ganas quarreled with each other, the elephant would wash off the web thinking it as a dirt over the lingam. Lord Shiva, who is in the form of Jambukeshwarar, impressed by the deepest bhakti alleviated them from their curse and blessed them with boons. Since Jambukeshwarar was worshipped by an elephant, the name Thiru Anaika came to this place. Thiru means holy, Ane the elephant, and Ka the forest. This name then became Thiruvanaikaval in due course of time. The spider was born as the Chola in the next birth, who built the temple of Jambukeshwarar. Remembering the enmity with Pushpadanta from a previous birth, he constructed the temple in such a way that no elephants could enter the temple by making the sannidhi small with 4 feet height and 3 feet wide. In the Puranas, it is considered that a person can attain liberation if he is born at Thiruvarur, visited Chidambaram, thinking of Arunachala of Thiruvannamalai, and dying at Kashi. Coming to the raga, Yamuna Kalyani is a Bhashanga raga and it is a Janya of 65th Melakarta Kalyani. The Arohana or the ascending scale is same as Kalyani, whereas the Avarohana or the descending scale has Shuddha Madhyamam as Bhashanga note.
Sa re ga ma pa da ni sa sa ni da pa ma ga ma re sa.
The notes are Shadjam, Chatushruti Rishabham, Antaraghantaram, Panchamam, Pratimadhyamam, Chatushruti Daivatam, Kakali Nishadam in the ascending scale with Shuddha Madhyamam in the descending scale. In the Dikshita school of music, this raga is referred to as Yamuna, which is in fact is mentioned in this composition as Ambudi, Ganga, Kaveri, Yamuna, wherein duality of the word Yamuna is used to refer to the river Yamuna and also the raga Yamuna or Yamuna Kalyani. Let's explore the composition. Shamana
ಶಮನ ಅಂಬೂದಿ ಗಂಗಾ ಕಾವೇರಿ ಯಮುನಾಂಬೂದಿ ರಮಣ ಶಂಗು ಕಂಡೇಶ್ವರಿ ರಮಣ ಜಂಗು ಪತೆಯ ಅನಂತ ವೇದ ಬೋಧಂ ದೇಯಿ ಜಂಬೂಪತೆ ಪರ್ವತ ಜ ಪ್ರಾರ್ಥಿತ ಪುಲಿಂಗ ವಿಭೋ ಪರ್ವತ ಜ ಪ್ರಾರ್ಥಿತ ಪುಲಿಂಗ ಭೂತಮಯ ಪ್ರಪಂಚ ಪ್ರಪಂಚ ಭೂತಮಯ ಪ್ರಪಂಚ ಶಂಭೋ ಸರ್ವಜೀವ ದಯಾಕರ ಶಂಭೋ ಸಾಮ ಜಾಟವಿ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಭೋ ಸಾಮ ಜಾಟವಿ ನೀಲಯ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಭೋ ಸರ್ವ ಸಲಾರ್ಥ ಬಂದು ಶರಣಾಗತ ಸಲಾರ್ಥ
Let's explore the meaning of the Kriti. Pallavi, Jambupate Mam Pahi, Nija Ananta Amrita Bodham Dehi. Meaning, I worship Lord Shiva as Jambukeshwara, who protects me and blesses me with nectar of Atma Bodham or the Self-Knowledge. Anupallavi, Ambuja Asana Adi Sakala Deva Namana Tumburunuta Hridaya Tapopashamana, Ambudi, Ganga, Kaveri, Yamuna, Shambhu Kanti, Akilandeshwari Ramana. Meaning, Jambukeshwara, who is worshipped by all the celestial devatas and admired by Brahma, is also glorified by the sage Tumburu. He reduces the pain and sufferings of his devotees and who is the cause of the origin of river Ganga, Kaveri and Yamuna on earth. He taught the Shiva Jnana to goddess Akilandeshwari, who has a shell-shaped throat producing the musical note. Charanam Parvataja Prarthita Appulinga Vibho Pancha Bhutamaya Prapancha Prabho. Meaning, he who is eternal and omnipresent is worshipped as Appulinga by goddess Parvati. He is the origin and lord of the universe, which is made of the Panchabhutas or the five elements. Sarva Jiva Dhayakara Shambho Samaja Athavi Nilaya Swayambho. Meaning, he who loves and blesses all the species, resides in Thiruvanaikkaval or the Elephant Forest, also referred as Samaja Atavi. Samaja means elephant, Atavi means forest. Sarva Karuna Sudha Sindho Sharanagata Vatsala Artha Bandho. Meaning, he who is considered as the Mitra of the people in distress, pours the mercy to all the species, protects the devotees who come to seek shelter and security. Anirvachaniya Nada Bindu Nitya Mauli Vidruti Ganga Indo. Meaning, he is the origin of Nada, music, and Bindu, the source of life on earth, and he carries the weight of Ganga and Chandra on his head. Lord Shiva is also referred to as Chandrasekhar for relieving Chandra from the curse of Dakshin. The Lingam Somnath representing Chandrasekhara is located in Veravel in Saurashtra. Nirvikalpaka Samadhi Nishta Shiva Kalpakataru Nirvishesha Chaitanya Niranjana Guru Guha Guru. Meaning, he introduced and also established the concept of Nirvikalpa Samadhi, which is a state free from all vikalpa or distractions. Generally, the mind tends to oscillate from one thought to another and the concentration spreads over various ideas. This is referred to as the vikalpa state. But during the Nirvikalpa Samadhi, the mind becomes free from all the distractions and aligns with the inner self, which is the essence of self-knowledge. This state is where the mind dissolves and gets lost in the reality of Atma Chaitanya. Lord Shiva, who is the propitious one, fulfills the wishes of a devotee like the Kalpa Vriksha, a wish-fulfilling celestial tree. This tree is originated during the churning of the ocean by Devas and the Asuras, and it is considered to be the origin of the Milky Way galaxy. Jambukeshwara, who is the embodiment of true consciousness, is the father of Lord Kartikeya. Such a deep composition, isn't it? It is so deep musically and also lyrically. Coming to the temple of Trichy, I want to share the architectural and cultural significance of the temple. This temple was constructed by the Kochengod Chola, who was a spider, that is Pushpadanta, in his previous birth. The architectural style of this temple exceeds the beauty of the Srirangam Ranganatha Swami temple. The outer wall covering of the temple is called the Vibhuti Prakaram, extending over a mile, was supposed to be constructed by Shiva himself along with the laborers. The deity, depicting the element of water, is considered to reside under the Jambu tree, which is the Sthalavriksha of the temple. Goddess Parvati, represented as Akhilandeshwari, sits opposite the Lingam, depicting the temple as Upadesha Sthalam. It is said that Adi Shankara placed Prasanna Vinayaka idol, whose sannati forms the shape of Om, along with the Devi's sannati. Adi Shankara also placed a pair of Sri Chakra earrings to reduce her temper. On that note, we come to the end of the 7th episode. Hope you all enjoyed the beauty of today's composition. Stay tuned to Ragatri, the Carnatic Music Gateway. This is Jayashree signing off. Meet you all in the next episode. Until then, bye.